5 years ago, the state of Vermont compiled some data that revealed stark racial disparities in the government workforce. Employees of color were more than twice as likely to leave their government jobs, and BIPOC workers were paid about 10% less on average than their white colleagues. Those findings helped spur a laundry list of initiatives to address bias and racism in state government. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, racial disparities in turnover and pay persist.
With nearly 8,000 workers on its payroll, state government is one of the largest employers in Vermont. And the racial and ethnic makeup of its workforce just about mirrors census data for the broader Vermont population, which is about 94% white. Minority employees, however, appear to be having a far different experience than their white colleagues. According to data published last month, the turnover rate for employees of color is nearly double what it is for white workers, and BIPOC employees make about 10% less on average than their white counterparts. Both of those figures are nearly identical to what they were 5 years ago.
It definitely tells us that there is a difference in treatment.
That's Bor Yang, executive director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission.
There's problems in terms of different terms and conditions that are being set for employees of color versus employees who are white, and also potentially that there could be a hostile environment for employees as well.
Yang's office has jurisdiction over employment-related discrimination complaints filed by state workers, and she says the four complaints the commission substantiated last year are emblematic of broader problems in state workspaces.
And they all involved a hostile work environment on the basis of race and color, and also disparate treatment, different terms and conditions that was set in the workplace because of race and color.
Stefan Gillum is president of the Windham County branch of the NAACP. He says employers' inability to retain workers of color in Vermont is not limited to state government.
What I think, though, just personally, is that there is an atmosphere probably of cultural exclusion, feelings of isolation, feelings of being unseen and unheard.
Gillum says it's easy enough to diagnose the cause of those feelings.
It really is unconscious bias, and that is perpetuated by systemic white supremacy. And really, it's that atmosphere that leads a lot of times, in my opinion, to wanting to exit from a place that would otherwise, on paper, seem like a good place to be.
Stephanie Seguino is a professor of economics at the University of Vermont, and she says inequities in the workplace are revealing themselves in broader economic data. Per capita income for Black Vermonters is less than $19,000 a year, about half what it is for white residents. And nearly 25% of Black Vermonters live below the federal poverty line, more than double the poverty rate of white people.
Marginalized groups are excluded from the prized jobs with good benefits and good pay. We see that here. We see it in the Vermont economy as well.
Seguino says these disparities are not a product of differences in education. Black Vermonters, for instance, are more likely than white Vermonters to have a bachelor's degree.
You know, that would be one justifiable explanation, if you will, is if people don't have the skills for the higher sector, higher wage jobs. But the data are not telling us that. They're telling us that actually education cannot explain these disparities.
So what does?
I think it is usually stereotypes, negative stereotypes, or overly positive stereotypes of white applicants.
While the state of Vermont has sought to diversify its workforce in recent years, Stefan Gillum says recruitment efforts alone aren't going to narrow the gap in racial disparities.
And so you just kind of, you bring in these Black and brown people, and then they have no way to thrive. They have no way to come into the job and feel like they're part of the team.
Gillum says state government and other business organizations need to take stock of the ways in which white culture dominates their workplace, and then figure out how they're going to empower workers of color who join the ranks.
It's like, you know, having guests come even, you know, I mean, that might not be the best example, but, you know, you clean your house, you prepare. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's incumbent on them to really go in and do the work.
That racial disparities in turnover and pay in state government haven't changed much over the last 5 years says something, according to Seguino.
What it says to me is that our institutions, whether it is private sector firms or the public sector, have not prioritized closing this gap.
And she says that gap won't close until they do. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.